Launching a website is not the finish line. It is the starting line. I have seen operators publish a nice rental website, then sit back and wait. A month later, they are disappointed because the site did not magically replace the marketplace. That is not how it works. The first 30 days after launch should be a focused operating sprint. In week 1, check the basics. Test the request form on mobile. Submit a test request. Confirm the email looks right. Make sure the rates, vehicle categories, pickup areas, and service areas are clear. If you have English and Spanish enabled, test both versions. In week 2, connect the website to your local presence. Update your Google Business profile. Add the website link to social pages. Put the request link in your Instagram bio, Facebook page, WhatsApp replies, and any referral message you send. In week 3, promote specific pages. Airport page, SUV page, weekly rental page, Richmond page, Houston page, replacement rental page. Do not just tell people you have a website. Tell them what kind of rental problem the page solves. In week 4, review the numbers. How many visits did you get? How many request starts? How many submissions? Which page created the best lead? Which questions did renters still ask after reading the site? That feedback tells you what to improve next. Betty Drive helps because the website and dashboard are connected around the rental path. A request comes in. The operator reviews it, creates the rental, sends the workflow, collects documents, handles deposit or payment mode, captures inspection evidence, and exports records if needed. If you only remember 2 things, remember this. First, the first 30 days are for testing and promotion, not waiting. Second, every website improvement should answer a real renter question or remove a workflow problem. That is how a direct rental website becomes a working channel instead of a digital brochure.